Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. And now, here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
You do not want to miss the 19th annual Gecko Fest. The city of Gulfport celebrates the end of summer with its largest festival of the year, August 31st, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is free, and we are pet and family friendly. Find out more about this event and others at SIK Promotions on Facebook or call 727-322-5217. Gecko Fest, August 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And we're back. Hope you're getting everything ready for your hurricane weekend and being safe. And God bless you on all of your endeavors of if you're leaving out of town. And that thing is jumping all over the place.
It is.
But we are here at Hollywood Connections. It's really Hollywood Connections.
It is.
Because God really gives the people that are connecting. And I want to thank Ellen from the Tampa Bay Film Society. Introduce yourself.
Doug Fox.
That's right. Doug Fox is here. And I missed the meeting, but it's an amazing meeting. And we want to thank Ellen because you want to get involved in TV and film. The Tampa Bay Film Society is an awesome place to be. And then we also have
Emily Padone.
That's right. She's an actress. Whoa, she's working on some stuff, too. You got to stay tuned. And Lisa V.
Yes.
That's right. And then we have that. What's our new theme song?
It is Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
All right. Let's play that for a second. Get all revved up here on... Be right back.
I know you know someone that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirt together. Gonna polish up our act. And if you've ever been here,
we are so on the many move. Events coming up. Wow.
Yes.
In the meantime, Lisa, what song are you going to open up with?
I'm going to open up with Girl Crush by Little Big Town.
And we want to thank Rocky for being here. For
yes.
Chrissy, our marketing.
He doesn't want to be on TV, so, I mean, you know.
We need a hand there clap after this one,
yes,
Vaughn.
Yes, we do.
All right, let's take it away. We've got an amazing guitarist. We're going to bring him back because he also has CDs and working on some great stuff. And I didn't know how talented he was. Wow.
Yes. Start your world tour from here.
Oh, enjoy this music. And I hope you're watching the music promoter of the world.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I've got a heart a rush. Ain't slowing down. got it real bad. Want everything she has. Her smile to that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep. I don't get thinking about her under your bed sheets. The way that she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried, can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I've got a heart rush. Ain't slowing down.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yay.
I'm yes, working with our other reporters, Winter America Got Talent. We got one coming up, and we'll get you behind the scenes interviewing.
I can't
and
wait.
She's going to audition as well. That's coming up in a couple months. So, yay!
Yay!
Lisa V.
Yay!
And also, we have another VIP guest on the line, a celebrity endorsement. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And then we also have our NBA and NFL stars will be accompanied by our authors and book parties. You don't want to miss this event. We've got Mako on. She's going to tell us all about this event coming up. Are you there, Mako?
What's going on, Don Reese? How are you tonight?
Fabulous. Getting ready here and staying dry, and we're all good. And I know you're down in South Florida, and we wish a lot of prayers over in that area as well where this storm is jumping. We don't know yet. But in the meantime,
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what's happening in November.
November the 23rd, we have a phenomenal event set up for everyone where we are giving back to the community, NBA and NFL and boxing legends will accompany us for this event. And we have so many things that we're doing that day. One that we are promoting for a national campaign, Stop Bullying, for all these children that are committing suicide, and you have children that are just bullying each other on cyberspace. So we just find that we make a difference and make a change. And so we decided, let's have our NBA, our NFL players, our Boston legends, and Marco, let's make a difference. And Dr. Lugo, who's the minister at the Nassau Church of Christ, with also second minister is Andrew Atkinson. And so just wanted to make a difference in the world by having this big event. We are filming it with our friend Egon Steffen Jr., who is a huge Hollywood filmmaker.
Hold on, Doug, do you know him? No, he's another filmmaker for this. Who is he again, Mako?
Egon Steffen Jr. He filmed the movie Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Oh, with Martin Lawrence and, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Fabulous. And yeah. You have the casting director, Ellen Jacoby, coming in?
Absolutely. She's like a sister to me.
She's amazing.
Celebrity International casting director, Ellen Jacoby, who's also a producer. And she's also producing our Celebrity Sports podcast show, which is bowpodcastshow.com.
Super cool. And she, this woman is amazing with all of her connects with the sports world.
Yes.
We're excited about that. And also, they're going to have a big talent search, so we're going to put that up there as well. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
And then we also have VH2 TV Network involved as well. I think they're coming in.
Definitely.
From Atlanta, so we're excited about that. And Mako, you wanted to talk about real quick about your author being a publisher.
Yeah, well, no, me being the publisher, I'm the publisher, and what's really phenomenal about what we do, we design your book cover, a thought-provoking book cover, and I also text you one of our authors that's on the line with me today. Her name is Dr. Yvonne Bentley. She's a coach, basketball coach, also a teacher, and she played basketball back in the day. She ruled the court.
Ooh.
If there had been a WNBA, she would have been a WNBA player, like my cousin Alice Bentley, who is joining us for the book tour.
Oh, that's super cool. Is Dr. Bentley on right now?
Yes.
Hi. First, how tall are you?
Hi, how are you?
Look at that. First of all, how tall are you?
How tall are you?
I'm only 5'7", actually.
Whoa, but that's amazing. Wow. Playing basketball in those, that's in that arena, that's amazing. That's such a role model for other women to get out there.
I couldn't. I was 5'5".
I play horse.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways, Dr. Bentley, tell us a little bit about, my producer's laughing.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit what you're doing with Mako.
Actually, I do a lot of the promoting with Mako. We're working on a book shoot score. She's capturing, since I was 7th grade, I was MVP player, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. So I've done some remarkable things.
In college.
Basketball. Yes, and also in college, we were NAIA champions. Then I came back and coached, and we were champions, Rickards High School. So every time I touch something concerning basketball, it went to a whole nother level. I even have a pastor who was the greatest basketball player that ever lived, one of them, and that's Pastor Billy Thompson as well. So Mako is going to, we're going to put together a book called Shoot the Score, and we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles so we can give back to young people who are coming up and going through a lot of difficulties in life, but we can show them that, through our lives, we overcome, and so that's what we're doing together, and we're going to do book tour. I thought it was pretty interesting that Albert Bentley has a daughter who went to University of Houston, where I had my scholarship. I had scholarships all over the world, but I chose to go to University of Houston. She's out there now. Then he has another daughter who is actually in WNBA. So I thought it was really interesting that they're Bentleys, and we just met through Mako, and she's going to put us all together and do some tours.
That's fabulous.
Yes,
you know,
the Bentley tour.
Well, you know,
there you go.
You
the
know,
Bentley tour arriving in white Bentleys. There
Keaton,
you go.
Keaton from Wisconsin, you know.
Back
in the days.
I'm from Miami,
Mendoza,
so I talking like this, and you know everybody from Miami talking like this. So, anyways, go ahead.
She does voiceovers. Anyways, I'm going to be back in the schools called Be Cool, Stay in School when I took a major artist on tour that was on Hollywood Records and Disney. And we have to collaborate on that one because the school tours are amazing.
Absolutely.
For sure. I want to thank you both. We have two amazing actors, film directors, producers here. It's amazing. I want to thank you ladies for calling in and giving your opportunities about your life, and we'll get you on longer in the next couple weeks.
Definitely. Let me just do one thing, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Let me just give everyone our phone number. Call us to have your book published because we design your book cover.
Yes.
I'm going to be calling you.
Marketing.
Trust me.
Book promotions, book parties with our celebrities. Call Mako at 954 587-4705. 954-687-4705 from 7 a.m. until midnight, Monday through Saturday.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Don.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bentley.
Yes, I got to get her on the other show, too, Joy on Paper.
Yes,
Patsy with a Z, and she's got another show on books and authors and everything. Patsy, if you're watching.
Awesome.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you,
Don.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank
we'll be
you
at your event. It. Can't wait. Anyways,
we're like waving everywhere. Our camera's going.
Yeah, we have five cameras, and we're like waving.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we're not, you know, ignoring anybody.
So anyways, let me introduce this amazing lady
Bad
here.
PR.
Best Actress voting is still open. You are being voted for. And introduce yourself, Emily Faith.
Yeah, hi. I'm Emily Faith Padone. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited. Yes. So what are you being nominated? Where can they vote for you?
So bestofthebay.com. It's the Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg voting for everything. And I'm up for Best Actress right now.
Yeah,
if you go through there and you click the Arts and Entertainment section, go to Best Actress, and you'll see Emily Padone there. And voting is open until September 4th.
Well, we all need to vote.
Yes.
And you were at the International Christian Film Festival as I was nominated for Best Talk Show Host.
Yes.
We're going to get the show in this year for Best Talk Show.
Yes.
Woo! Best Talk Show and Best Singer.
And Best Reporter.
And Best Reporter.
I got to do
talk
that.
Show host.
Yes. Yes. Talk Show Reporter. Amazing. Jack of All Trades.
Yeah, that's an amazing event.
Lisa of All Trades. There you
yes.
go.
And Lisa, did you interview Emily at the Christian Film Festival? Did you see her?
I did.
Oh, we have to get that footage
yes,
yet.
Yes, we do.
We're waiting for Alex to send
in my phone.
My production company's still working on it with some new editing. And in the meantime, so what is your background in training?
So I did some work at UCLA a few years ago. I did a film training, and then I did a New York Film Academy for a little while.
Impressive.
Thank you. I worked at the Stras Center here. I did a lot of Shakespeare, mostly, is what I started doing. Theater is my main background. But, yeah.
Impressive.
Thanks.
don't say the S word.
Well, in high school, you get made fun of for knowing Shakespeare, but people go, whoa.
Yeah.
But that's why directors and producers love theater, because they know you can act as well, right?
Definitely.
Doug? We're going to be with Doug in a minute. You don't want to miss out here after Jeremy, and it's going to be amazing, too. So, Emily, you're also working on some other opportunities, and we're excited because when I saw your feed, I saw something about ice skating.
Yes. So, I am writing and, I have written a TV pilot called Thin Ice. It's a very tongue-in-cheek comedy about girl hockey players. It's really about their parents, kind of the crazy hockey parents. But
I can be a crazy hockey mom. Trust
me,
I can.
She can.
But we're in the pre-production financing stages right now, and we're about to begin the casting process soon.
Wow.
So.
You know, I was a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers back in the days when they first started out, and we were good luck on the team.
Yeah.
And so I'm a figure skater, so I sent her my ice.
She's pretty good. You're really good, Dawn.
And did you saw that?
Yeah, I did. I watched her right away. I was like, ooh, she's good. I'm going to have to have her in the back on the ice doing stuff.
I can still do
stuff.
My spins. I can't do my jumps anymore, but, you know,
it's better than I can do. I can't even step foot on the ice.
So what made you come up with this idea?
So my little sister is actually a hockey player.
Oh.
And, you know, growing up, I would go to her games and I'd see a lot of the diversity that little girls in Florida had to face wanting to play hockey. And so I kind of just, from being around that, I was like, you know, this is some great content that I can dramatize and expand on. And I was like, yeah, this needs to, I wrote this so many years ago, and now I'm finally doing it. So.
Good for you. You'll be walking that red carpet as well.
I hope so.
Yeah. So this is going to be shot in Tampa.
Yes, it's going to be shot in Tampa. We already have, you know, location down and everything. All our information about it is actually up on our crowdfunding Indiegogo page, Indiegogo/Thin Ice. It'll be up there. But and we'll have casting information out soon.
Well, if you're interested, I mean, of course, we don't have an ice rink at the station unless we put the air really cold, but
it gets cold in here.
But what we can do. Yes, we'll be back in just a minute. We'll be right there with Jeremiah, amazing author as well.
Hang on.
Yes, and so what I'm thinking of, if you ever wanted to do a casting here, we could have them audition for you and read live on the air.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
I do that. I love that. It's like old-time radio, but you hear, like, real people auditioning.
That is really cool.
I know. So what parts are you going to be looking for?
There's a whole plethora of characters that are there, but we like a lot of enthusiastic parents. We're looking for some young girls, some young talent, and then we have a very great, their coach is just a, he was a jock in high school, but now he's coaching girls. So he's, we're looking for someone interesting for that.
So who is going to be producing? You are?
I'm producing, which, you know, will be fun. And I have a crew on online right now that, they're kind of ready to go with this. Like nice. I said, we're just waiting on to finish the financing.
Now,
so.
Do you have a part in the movie?
You know,
you know.
I did. I wanted to pull a Sylvester Stallone, do a Rocky. So there is a small part for myself there.
Great.
That's what you do. You produce your own movies and you put yourself in it.
Exactly.
You know, people real wait and they, you know, I've been in this forever land, you know, and I have a list of acting schools from L.A., Charles
right.
Conrad. And my first acting teacher was the Maytag Man. Remember him?
Yes.
Charles Gump, Jump. Yes. Gordon Jump. Charles, not Gordon.
No.
It's Gordon.
Gordon.
Yeah, he was like...
Oh, there we go. My birthday's around the corner. We're not showing my age. Yeah, I know the Maytag guy because I was in diapers, everybody. Diapers.
Lisa, I watch your video, your feeds on Facebook, and she's like, you remember this washing machine? If you were, you're born in the 60s.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm an old soul.
But we're getting better
yes.
and younger. So anyways, so Emily, what is your social media they can go to?
My Instagram is at Emily Pedone. It's P-E-D-O-N-E. It's Italian. So
that's all right. That's good.
That's my personal. And then, like I said, we have our crowdfunding, our Indiegogo campaign is on Indiegogo, Thin Ice, and we'll be up there.
Very cool. Thin Ice, you don't want to miss this opportunity. You could be an extra. You could be in the movie. I want to be skating in the background.
Of course. We'd love to have you.
I would love it. You know, when I was a flight attendant with the Panthers, the funny thing was, they go, is that Dawn, our flight attendant over there doing spins? I was always taking
That's
my
awesome.
Skates all the time.
Wow.
All the, but I can't do
we
that
were,
anymore.
We're supposed to go ice skating, which will not be going live.
Soon. I will.
Oh, why not?
We will.
So, okay. All right. I've never ice skated before.
Yes.
Now, regular skating, forget it. Speed skating, it's done. I will go around rink and that's it. It's done. I'll totally
I
destroy you.
I love it for the holidays as well. So much fun. So anyways, we're excited. Emily's going to be with us for a little bit here. We're going to come back to Emily. And we got Jeremiah, and he's got a book on Kindle. He's got another book. And Jeremiah, are you there? Is he live with us? 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Yes, The Heat. 106.1.
Is he there? Can you? We can,
Jeremiah.
Oh, barely. So, yeah, make sure you're not on speaker.
No speaker, please.
Yes, okay, I'm off the speaker right now.
That helps.
See, we can tell. I've got an ear for that.
I'm learning your ear.
I really do apologize about that.
So, Jeremiah, tell us about your book that's out. We've been promoting that. I actually downloaded it on Kindle. I'm still reading it. And during my time, if I can't sleep, I'm reading this book, and we're going to get some books from him. So tell us how exciting this book is and why you wrote it.
Oh, man, it's super exciting. Almost as exciting as finding a free piano.
Oh.
Congratulations on your free piano. Yeah. Lisa, by the way, you might have an old soul, but you have a very young body. You're fantastic.
You're so
like
sweet.
You sing like an angel.
Thank you.
So my book is about 7 teens that God sends to a world called the in-between, where they have to go through, you know, many different things, teenage turmoil, infighting, trying to steal each other's girlfriends, and serving the Lord Jesus Christ, all the while they have to save an angel from a demon king. But the real challenge starts when they get home, high school, because that's where all the challenges start. Even though they go through all this mess in this fake world, they then have to go through high school with that new foundation of Christ. So it's a Christian fantasy. It's for teenagers, but I think anybody would love it.
Well, I've got a surprise for you. I have got Doug Fox here, and I've got Emily Faith, and they are film directors, producers, and they're in the business. Hold on a second. I'm going to put Doug on for a second. We're coming back to him in his interview. So, Doug, what do you think of this book to be a movie? Would that be something that – how would you give advice for him on that?
I like it. Send me a copy. Yeah, we'll figure out what we can do.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. It was like $1 for me to download. I didn't even know Kindle. I knew Kindle, but I thought it was like when you play shuffleboard and you...
I'm old school, though. I like to feel the paper.
I do, too. So, so guess what, Jeremiah? Here's a contact right here, Doug Fox.
What's up, Jeremiah?
Woo!
Hey, you're awesome. I believe in your dreams. Was it Doug?
Yes. Doug Fox is interested in talking to you about your movie. Maybe book to be
That's
a movie.
Let's do this.
That's right.
So, Jeremiah, what city are you in?
Oh, I'm in Orange Beach, Alabama. So we might or might not also get hit. We don't know.
I hope not.
No. So this is a great...
Either, because if it gets past you guys, it's really going to build up in the Gulf, but we don't want that.
No. Yeah, that's when it slows down, it goes up fast again. Yeah, that...
Well, because then it would be Ivan all over again. We don't want that.
No.
Well, we learned from Emily tonight, load up on the hard seltzer. It all passes better that way.
Very cool. So, Doug, what would he need to get connected to you? The book? Could you send Doug the book?
Yeah,
Don can connect us.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, I'm going to connect you guys for sure. And then give your social media so everybody can go and check you out and the book. I already put it on mine on Facebook under Don Reese.
Absolutely. My name is Jeremiah Knight. The copy of the book is actually just my photo. It used to be my face, but then my wife's like, oh, take that ugly thing down. So I put the book
thanks,
on
honey.
I've been married for 12 years. This is kind of
happening. Oh, okay.
And then I've got diariesofaholynight.com. I've got an Instagram, which is Diaries of a Holy Night. It's really just me sweating all the time because, you know, it's Alabama, so I'm just constantly sweating.
Well, you're a hop skip to Florida. You could come down and meet Doug in his production office.
We're freezing in this studio, though.
Make an ice show.
There we go.
No, Jeremiah, that's what I do, and that's why we love you to call in and be a part of the show, because we're trying to connect your book to the right person. And when that right person gets that book and they realize how talented you are and what the story could do and inspire kids, you know, that's why we're trying to bring more Christian faith-based films as well to our station.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I always just thought of it as a Christian Japanese anime. Because that's really what inspired me, was those Japanese cartoons that I grew up with.
And that's never been done.
No.
No, at all. And I love that idea.
Awesome.
Wow, Jeremiah, you got a Hollywood Connections here. So we're going to hook you up afterwards. But I want you to stay on the line. And I want to introduce Doug Fox here. Let me just a little bio. This is going to be great. And I want to thank Ellen Schnorr from the Tampa Bay Film Society. She had him at the event as a guest speaker. Doug has a bio galore. It's amazing. So actually here I'm trying to read it as I'm
it's
looking.
It's all made up.
No, it's not made up. It's all on my Facebook. I got it right here.
It's creative writing.
Yes, without reading glasses. I'm going to do my best here. The founder of the Power Station with Dan Myrick.
Yes.
And Dan Myrick was with the Blair Witch Project and Christina Kemperl.
Christian Kemperl, yes.
Yes, there we go. Okay. And the man with the yellow eyes, you were privileged, you were on Fox, was the CEO? That was you or?
I was Fox. I was the CEO of Fifth Kind and Local Hero Post.
There you go. That's what happens when you read without reading glasses, right, Lisa?
Yes, that's
and you've done so much here. You've done, oh my gosh, you've got The Avengers, Mad Max, Fury Road, Star Wars?
That was Fifth Kind.
Whoa, okay. And also, you began your career, producing and directing commercials and for Toyota, Sony Music, Lava Records. Are you still directing and producing music videos? And you're developing talent. Tell us about it. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yay!
First, I have to say, your office is way more fun than mine.
Aw.
We just like look down and focus and don't talk to each other as much. So this is like a party. Hey. We should bring you guys over and broadcast
please.
From our place, too.
We would love to do that.
It would be a blast.
We could do that.
We're talking about having bad Thursday, bad decision Thursday.
Oh, let's do it.
Yes, we could do that.
Forget it Mondays. Forget it. Mondays are canceled.
Like we just sleep in on that day.
There we go. That'll work.
But I have to say, I showed up, and you have girl envy. I now have voice envy. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that was
thank
awesome.
You. Oh, so you can use me, huh? You can use me. Hey, I can sing. And
never say that to a director.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Hey, and by the way, when I was a flight attendant, I was going to the pre-Grammy events in L.A., and I was, can I say this on the air? I had this Panama jacket on with a film crew on it, and it was given from the Florida Motion Picture. And she's like, what are you going to do in L.A.? I'm like, oh, I'm going to shoot a pilot. You don't do that when you're going to jump a plane in these days. Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, there's more to this story, but yeah, I'm on the plane with the Southwest Airlines, and the guy's going, I'm like writing because it's pre-Grammy, and I'm like, he's like, what are you doing? I'm going to do a pilot in L.A. He's like, what? I'm like,
right,
so
on a plane.
Laughing at me. Those are my comedy jokes. Yes, no, I'm happily married.
I'm going to do a pilot, right. And I'm happily not. I'm legally divorced and celebrating my sad existence here. A first birthday of 49.
And we're going to get a happy birthday song with Rocky
September
here
next week.
Yeah.
So September 8th. Yes.
And Chrissy's too. So, yes. So Doug, so do you do music videos?
I did music videos.
Okay, so yes. What are you doing now?
The Power Station, we have three pictures we're doing. Our first one is a kids movie. It's
really?
About a 12-year-old girl who's a genius, and she skips a bunch of grades, ends up in high school.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And then she creates a...
My parents' dream. That was not me.
Oh, wow.
I had to go to summer school to get to the next grade.
You got to take your time, though. You don't
want
to rush things.
I did. I was like, hey, I like that all-year-round school.
Wow. So are you producing this right now?
We're looking at casting directors, we're looking at crew, we're scouting locations, so yes, we are right in the middle of pushing this one.
So okay. You met Bobby Hill over there. Was Bobby there?
I've met Bobby before. Ellen was fantastic. That whole crew.
I know.
We had a blast.
You need to be there. Tuesday, I got to get to the next meeting and say hi to everybody. But
Tuesday,
yes,
7 o'clock.
Yes, usually at the Oldsmar Holiday Inn once a month over there, Tampa
it's
Bay Film Society.
It's tons of fun. You have to go.
You're an yes. actor, you want to get connected, say, Doug, I want to be in your next movie. How mm-hmm. do I do it? Mm-hmm. And you're going to say what? You need a good resume, headshot, you need acting experience?
No. We're actually...
no.
None of the above. That's yeah. all crap.
That's the crap that really, it's all about
nothing.
What you... No, I'm just kidding.
You got to come on the radio and right. audition right here.
Exactly. We can do that, Doug. Yeah. They love it because we're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook.
And Facebook here, my Facebook.
And their families can watch them all over the world.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're actually going to be casting in LA, but we're also going to be casting here.
Okay.
Both Dan and our director, Ali Shear, is from Tampa.
Right.
And Dan's from Sarasota. And so we're trying to bring this Tampa connection back.
Dan.
I am convinced we're going to find some amazing talent that no one knows about.
Ellen, thank you. He's a godsend. Oh, wow.
So when we put our casting announcements out, if you have an agent or not, we're going to be running through the Stras.
Nice.
Here in town. So.
Okay. So this movie, you're going to be looking for kids as well in all different parts coming up. That's one.
Our lead actress is 12. The rest are in high school. Then there's teachers. There's coaches. There's figure skaters we just wrote in right now.
Oh.
Who have retired.
Hey, that would be you.
Well, I'm a teacher. Actually, I work at Barbizon as an instructor.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
I do.
I was going to school to be a teacher and a coach.
There you go.
And
see,
now here I am on
radio.
We're
trying to get into his movie. Yeah. Or flight attendant or reporter.
Right.
I know Renee's watching. She said she saw you last week at the Tampa Bay Film Society.
Remember, I'm bilingual, so I can be, the lady that answers the door. Hello.
We need to buy.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Okay, let's audition for Doug right now. Do your Spanish version.
My Spanish version.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello, sir. My name is Lisa, and I'm here to get into your movie. Sorry.
Can you do that in a tutu?
I can. What color? Red, pink, white, black. You think I'm kidding? We're in desperate times for desperate measures. So,
That's
you gotta.
Super cool. So when did you open your studio?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. That's amazing. So you have green screens, of course, and people that want to come in. And
The problem, we're working with the county right now. Ken Hagen is absolutely fantastic, and Tyler Martinlich. We're trying to figure out how to build a soundstage, like a full-on soundstage here.
Oh, fabulous.
I have a film going in London right now because we need a good stage in Pinewood's there.
Right.
But if we had this built out here, we'd be filming it here right now.
Oh, see? There you go.
And so we have kind of a phased growth and development. So Charles is in charge of that stuff.
Right.
Christian's in charge of being cool.
Right.
If you're listening, Christian.
I could hang with Christian and be the other side of cool. So.
Can we just add both of you to the show and be part of our show forever?
Ever. Always.
I have the boring job of focusing on finance and production. So
I gotcha. Well, I know a guy. He's been on the show called The Deal Maker,
mm-hmm.
and so we have some people that help people. That help people.
Let's make
so
a deal.
You never know.
Let's do it.
I got to get you a deal maker. Actually, he was working on a big one with a celebrity that I hooked up with. So, I got to follow up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, the same one that I actually was on the phone with the other friend of ours who, when I said I have the cell phone number to this person, they said, what is their message say? I said, well, I haven't called them yet. I don't want to bother them. He said, come on, we'll call them together. And
nice.
I was like, oh, my gosh. So I'm like hearing their thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was like starstruck moment, crazy.
Super cool.
It was
so,
really cool.
So did you go to film school or anything, Doug? Or where did you train at? Or what's your background?
His backyard.
I got my master's from Purdue in agricultural economics.
Really?
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Sexy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I can bale some hay.
Hey, you're my type of guy.
But when I moved to Los Angeles, I always joked I was the only one who could add.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So have you been in movies
you
yourself?
Could.
I mean, what have you done yourself in the industry, like back in the days?
I worked in the camera department first and realized that we show up first and leave last and work harder than everybody.
You do.
And get paid less. And
yeah.
I looked across the set and I was like, who's that guy? And they're like, that's the producer. I was like, I want
his job.
That's
who I want to be.
And yeah. So my next job, I started producing for Toyota.
Interesting. Oh, wow. I love those stories.
Yeah, I got spillover work. When our top directors were busy,
right?
I got to step in.
There you go.
So I really, really, really was fortunate and lucky to meet the right people and to work with them.
It is. Right. It is a small network. Everybody, like I said, the people are waiting to be discovered famous overnight, but they got a network. You got to go to training.
Right.
And yeah. And Emily, where did you train at?
I trained here at the Strauss Center growing up, and then I did some courses in L.A. at UCLA, and then I did one at New York Film Academy.
That makes a difference.
It's
not just the
visited.
Training, it's who you meet and who you hang
and
out with.
And who you know and who knows you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, I have a lot of our reporters, they've gone on because they've been on the red carpet. We have Beauty Queen reporters, and one's a really good famous wrestler right now. But she would go and say, how do I get in your movie? I'm an actress. And you've got to be able to speak out and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid.
Yeah. And
you're gonna get some no's.
Yeah, that fear is like, what are they gonna say? No.
You're already where you started, right? Oh, I'm not in their movie, and then after they say no, I'm still not in their movie, right?
Here's a sample. When my son was the Burger King boy,
he
was.
That's awesome.
I love Burger King. I do too. Yes, they're bacon.
Awesome.
We need Burger King to sponsor this show.
Yeah, hi Burger King. My first job in Miami. I invented the two-window drive-through. My former manager will tell you that.
Wow.
Oh.
He said, what can make it? I said, you need two windows. One to hold up.
Whoa.
I will prove it. I will have him write a letter because he's like a bigwig now.
Yeah. Well, you
like bigwig in Burger King. I was like, my little old manager, Pedro, from Miami, store number, can't remember, but Kendall Drive.
There you go. Well, the thing is that when I got him a couple agents, I was one of those moms that drove him all over the place from L.A. and Pamela Campus Casting, I remember her, And the funny thing was, I would send his picture out to the agents, and they would say, I'm sorry, we have too many kids that are blonde and freckles, and we can't have them. 6 months later, I sent it back. Oh, my God, who is this child? You know, so again, you know, there's an agent for you, the right one. And when I was a teenager, there was one lady that came in. I was with Arlene Wilson Talent, I remember. They looked at my book. It was full of work. Kohl's Department Store, you know, a petite model at the time. And then they said, you know, I'm not looking. You're not going to do anything in this business. But they were looking for the tall of Milan, Japan. If I were to listen to them, I would not be where I am today. And so if somebody's out there listening and saying, I would like to be connected to Hollywood Connections, go to my Facebook and add me, Dawn Reese, and call the station and get my number, because we're here to help you get connected and get you to the right people.
And it's real. Awesome. I got the movie job singing in Aunt Johnny's film Coco right here. Sitting right there.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, I was too.
He
reporter.
Said, you want to sing in my movie? You're a singer? I was like, yep. Yeah. I sure do.
That's right. So that's what it's all about. So Doug, so you have a crew of people that work with you, and are you looking for interns at all sometimes that people want to say, I want to learn more of the business?
You know, it's interesting here and in Los Angeles, people are rewarded who work hard.
Right.
And if you sit and wait for someone to tell you what to do, you sit for a really long time.
Oh, you do.
So we had a kid show up named Lewis. Lewis, what's up, man?
Hey.
And he said, I want to be on your movie, like a lot of people do. And
right.
I said, we're not hiring today, we're crewing up in a month. He goes, I'll start for free if I'm on the movie.
Wow.
And I was like, well, dude, I'm not paying you. You don't have to show up. I feel bad. He goes, I'll come in for 3 hours a day. And so right there, he has a good attitude. He works hard.
Yep.
Then we introduced him. He goes, what I really want to learn is how to do this. So we started introducing him to all the people who do that.
Right.
So he's actually making his network and connections on his 2 hours of free time a day, as opposed to sitting home and playing video games.
Oh, that's Bingo. Amazing. That's a blessing.
So interns are great, but it's a job. You have to make it for yourself.
Right.
We aren't going to hold your hand. I don't have too much other stuff to do.
Right.
Right.
Well, you have a good radio voice, by the way.
I do?
You do.
You do.
Yes.
Should I sing about the sexy man that I'm...
There
what
you
were you
go.
Singing? The girl you were jealous of?
Girl crush. Yeah.
Man crush.
I actually, he's going to do man crush.
I've got a man crush.
Wait, where's Rocky? Rocky, get back in here. So we're excited that you joined in. I do have to tell everybody, you know, tomorrow I'm at the home show.
Awesome.
I have another job, of course, and then I teach and as instructor, as a teacher.
She's just amazing is what she really
teacher.
Is.
So. And I love that. And but anyways, I found some really amazing people and products over there. But you really have to come and see me. We're on aisle 400 and you can't miss us. And I'll be there. And there's this company. It was called SodaStream. And
Those.
They save a lot. I don't know, thousands, Ed, if you can read that.
I have my glasses on.
Of all, what does it say?
Yeah, what it says, SodaStream, 20% off. All online orders. No, and here, the writing says sustainability, 3,700 plastic bottles per household.
They save.
They save yearly?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting. And
I don't drink soda, so right there I saved 3,700 bottles of soda. Sorry.
Well, you know, but there's all their like products and people, and it's if you like for home show, it's really fun. You saw me live this morning.
Yes. Oh, you're adorable.
Yeah, I was like out there. Yes. It was fun. So anyways, that's tomorrow. And then we also have a pageant coming up. I have to announce real quick. December 7th, the World Tourism Pageant. We're looking for girls, teenagers, women, and you can come with me to Nashville, Tennessee.
What is the youngest age again?
About probably seven.
Seven. All right, everybody out there, everybody watching, all my friends with children who want to be, they're already princesses, and now they want to be more than that. Please.
Exactly.
Get a hold of us.
And while
it's
we're here, everybody,
seriously.
You haven't even seen Doug or say your name again.
Emily.
I'm like sitting here, I'm laughing. Miss I'm Faith. Like, I have Miss so many Faith. Friends named Emily. I'm like, come
Faith.
On, Emily.
Miss Faith, that's a good name for her.
Faith.
Emily Faith.
Faith. I like that name. So we have a new digital card that's out there. I don't know if you've seen mine. And I want to thank Renee Leon because it is so cool because you can add it. You can see all my links to the shows. And if you want to be under us as well, we can help you make some money with this. Shaq has one. A lot of the celebrities have one, and it's truly amazing. You just click on, and it will take you to our links of everything, awesome. Your acting reels, and then you just send it over to someone on their phone. So instead of getting your
how
business
many
cards,
people lose the business cards?
Correct.
Honestly, I know because I've gotten some, and oh no, where did they go? And
exactly.
And I cry because I'm supposed to talk to them. Please call us. Okay, I can't because I lost your card.
I know. So that's what I'm doing now, the digital cards. You can actually text 727-871-7788. Put digital card. And if you text 727-871-7788 and say Instant Princess, you could be a reporter for me or you could be in the World's Tourism Pageant. So those are the two texting that you can do. But not driving, please. Pull over.
No. No.
So with the new law. In the meantime, we have, Vic is not calling in yet. He may call in next week for sure.
Right.
I promised him I would play Steven Seagal's music because he's trying to get Steven Seagal on the show. Mm-hmm. And we have a song, if you haven't heard it, it's on YouTube. And we're going to play it right now, Girl, It's All Right by Steven Seagal. And Vic is his music promoter, producer, and he's in his new movie with credits coming up. And so he's getting ready for that hurricane down there in South Florida. So let's go to a little bit of Steven Seagal's music. Hopefully we'll have Steven on very soon.
Yes.
And I love this. It's on my ringtone.
Yes, 106.1 The Heat.
We love your music. Can't wait for you to call in.
Yes,
we'll be right
Steven,
back.
Please.
Tomorrow brings a word and make you feel something so real, like you can speak your mind and whisper your wildest dreams. Well, girl, it's all right. This
If you did not know Steven Seagal sings Action Figure Man,
yes,
he
Action
does.
Figure Babe. That's what we're going to call him, the Action Figure Babe.
Whoa, and he's going to see this because Vic's going to send this show over.
Yes, he is.
So,
hi,
Lisa,
Steven.
What would you like to say to Steven?
Steven, I would love to do a duet with you. So,
you
please.
Never know.
I mean, just for fun, and who knows, it may go somewhere.
It'll be amazing.
We're going to try. We're going to try.
Yeah.
Vic could make it happen.
Yeah, and what did you think of Steven Seagal's music? A lot of people don't know he sings.
Wait, Steven Seagal, the fighter?
Yeah, that was who
I
was.
I thought it was someone with the same name. That was great.
No, that was, yeah, I know, right?
That is Steven Seagal.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. That's
I know,
I'm
isn't
not surprised.
It?
He's talented. So.
Very
yes.
talented. And Emily, what did you think of Steven?
Very John Mayer. I like it a lot.
Yes, yeah. That's yeah. it. Like John, yes, yes.
But still the, like unique, but his not own, that yep. feel. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love
yes,
it.
Wow, we do.
We're like doing critiques on like The Voice.
I know.
And he made it through.
Yes, he's to the next round.
He passed.
Next round.
So anyways, Doug, is there anything else? We have like 7 minutes left. What else would you like to say about anything or talk about anything? It's your moment.
It's your,
you know, my time has finally come.
Exactly.
I've been waiting my whole life
to get on this show. Yes.
I have that seltzer thing at home.
Oh, do you?
And
the hurricane's coming.
And
little rum, little gin, little seltzer.
Oh. And the address to your hurricane
Emily.
Party is what?
Yeah. By Monday.
So yes. You really like this?
Oh yeah, it's great.
Oh, I know.
Okay, see the Soda Stream. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw how impressive that was over there. I was going around getting people to sign up for my giveaway. Yeah, so that was really cool. Though that's good to know because they're probably watching as well.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up, SodaStream?
Yes.
There you go.
We're having a blast on our movie, though. The whole town is being very supportive and receptive. The crew is fantastic. We know we're going to find talent here that we're going to use and showcase. And we're having a blast. And Emily has an ice skating show coming up about hockey.
Yes.
Yes.
That I just want to be on set and watch.
I do too.
I just want to watch it happen. So
that's going to be so fun. So what other productions will you be working on in the future?
We have two more coming. Dan Myrick and Jeffrey Reddick are doing a horror anthology.
Okay.
Dan's the Blair Witch. Jeffrey was Final Destination. And they're teaming up.
Final Destination.
And it's going to be insane.
Wow. Oh, I want to be. I'm covering that event.
Well, is it the guy that I met at Universal? That he was in Ron Howard's old office, and then I was his attorney. They also helped produce something with the Blair Witch Project. Is it so that guy worked with the Blair Witch?
Dan wrote and directed it.
Oh, so Dan, what's Dan's last name?
From UC
Myrick.
Okay, from years and years. Yeah,
he went to UCF years ago.
Yes, I was there. Wow, small world.
Oh, interesting.
Small world.
No, Dan has a lot of things going on, but that's the one we're talking about that I'm probably not supposed to talk about.
Oh,
it's all over Facebook.
Oh, good.
We will bleep out that last 30 seconds. Ready? I don't know how. Like when you're sitting in a jury and they go, "You are gonna, you know, we're gonna retract that statement." Seriously, you already heard it in your ears. How can you unhear it? Like that drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
like somebody's gonna go, "Oh no, we didn't hear that." Okay, forget that. But so nobody heard that. We didn't talk about anything that we're not supposed to.
Exactly. And I want to tell everybody, I have our Princess Belle tomorrow at the Saturday at the Gecko Festival, and she's gonna be there. We have a Princess Belle that is Disney trained. That is amazing. But she is out there, and she's got a booth set up, and she's passing my flyers out to be Instant Princess.
Yes.
So she is phenomenal. We're looking for if you want a princess party, we have that as well. Did you see me almost fall off my chair?
Well, I was trying. You handled that
So, like, you gracefully. Guys really have no idea, like, when you're driving and you hear this show, but you really have to go to Tan Talk Radio 1340 on YouTube and see what goes on behind the scenes. Because sometimes, like, I left for, like, 5 minutes because my tooth was hurting, so I'm grabbing Orajel. I'm like,
so we need
hold
a dentist
on.
To help yeah, support
we need a dentist.
The show.
Yeah, support the show because Lord knows it's expensive to keep this smile. So.
There you go. So, anyways, well, Lisa, we got, like, 3 minutes. But, Emily, anything else you'd like to say to everybody, your social media?
Yes. Please give all the social media out.
Yeah, so I'm very active on my Instagram. Again, it's at Emily Pedone, P-E-D-O-N-E. I just, you know, I'm Tampa born and raised, and I love the arts, and I really want to bring, you know, the filming industry here. I want to make it strong. I believe in this city, and I just want to see people following their dreams and going for it. And you know what? If what I'm doing that, and if I fail, you know, that's not a failure in my book because I
not
did
at all.
It.
You
I
did.
Did it.
You did so, what you wanted to, right?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you for having me on this show.
I don't know if Vaughn can find the quick Vaughn and back there, the Tampa Bay Film Society, before we close.
Right.
And in the Rum Punch song, and Lisa's got some announcements.
And, okay, look. Island Nails, I'm going to give the address at 10875 Gulf Boulevard, Treasure Island, Florida. Hi, Kim, Kathy, Rose, Heidi, and Anne. Now, Rose is my lady. I got a little gift card in the mail with no return address. Thank you. That was my birthday present. So all I can say is amazing facial today. Feet and hands, we're good to go. And all
you
I can
a facial?
Say, I got a facial today. Yes, like I could not believe, like God is so great because I was like, man, my birthday's in a week, and
I'm going for massage on Monday.
Oh, hey. And I told her, I said, look, I'm gonna talk to you about advertising. She said, okay.
Ooh.
She said, I will talk to you later. I was like, yay!
Hey, while we're let's do the Rum Punch. We hooked up Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters. We have only 2 minutes. He's raising his fingers up.
Yes.
And let's play the song loudly while we talk loudly.
Yes, while we talk loudly.
We have the Rum Punch.
Yes.
If you have a business, you have a facility that has your liquor license, please get in touch with me.
Or me. And what I'm trying to do, I'm still in the makes because I haven't heard from the manager, but we're trying to do a special with the Red Lady Rum Punch and a friend of a mutual friend of mine who has stage 4 colon cancer. We're going to do a fundraiser at a place in Treasure Island as my birthday present. Like for my birthday, we're going to do a fundraiser. So the Red Jared won't be there, but the Red Punch, Red Lady Rum Punch will be there. I'm going to get it there. So I will be definitely putting that on social media and tagging you when I know.
We put them together, Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters, and I called his agent, and he called in the show, and I surprised our Jared with the Lady Rum Punch. So we're out there promoting that as well.
Yes, we are.
It's amazing. If you need it for the hurricane and you need to stock up, I have mine ready to go.
They made a drink. There's a mixologist that made a drink called the V, named after Lisa V. And
out
it's
of the
amazing.
Lady Rum Punch?
Out of her, yes, it's delicious.
Okay, everybody listen to this song. Yes. We want to thank you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Get on your knees, start praying for what you want and make things happen and go out and network. And we've had a fabulous show with major people today that can help your career as well. And we're so glad you joined in. Let's hit that song. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
I'll show you how to make it right. Just pour me another rum punch. Cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems. Just pour me another rum punch. Put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita with a new senorita. Just pour me another rum punch.
And let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch.
And let's get drunk.
How's your love life? Hope it ain't like mine. If it is, that would be a real crime. Don't go there, don't lose your mind. We're here to party and have a good time. If your lover stays out